We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Should have took that last bus home, but I asked you for a dance.
Thin Lizzy is your artist of the day. Apparently, because my birthday is coming up.
Tomorrow.
What?
Tomorrow.
My birthday's coming up. I don't know why this one bothers me. I've never been bothered by a birthday before.
And this year, for some reason, it's...
I don't know why.
Really?
You know what birthday is going to be really hard for me?
50?
53. Yeah. 53.
Because that means you have outlived your father.
That's right.
Yeah.
Chris is knocking at that door. I don't think he's there yet, but he's knocking at the door. He lost his father young, too.
Yeah, 53 is going to be weird for me.
Got a few more years. We need to worry about
six.
That one.
Six, yeah. But I don't know why 47 is so weird for me. But I've like completely not, all my birthdays, I'm like, another birthday, spaghetti dinner at mom's house, that's gonna be great. Red Lobster, that's cool, that's fun. This one I'm not looking forward to, and I don't know why. Maybe because it's going to be my last.
Really?
What is wrong with you? And yet he doesn't want to go get the 23andMe health history.
Well, you know.
Guess what I did for you today, and it's not in yet, but I cannot imagine a better gift for you or my father.
Thanks.
Have you heard about the company Doob? I got Doobed today. So it's new.
Oh, have you heard about this?
Yes.
It is so cool. And they wanted to get us all to do it. Scott's like, we're never going to be able to get everybody in the same room. I disagree. It took 5 minutes. You go into the shop. It's over off of 119th, just west of Knoll.
They sell doobies?
And no, they sell doobs.
Well, some people call them that, yeah.
And you go into this...
I'll take a dupe.
...silo-shaped room. It's like shaped like a silo.
Yeah. Puff, puff, pass.
And it is surrounded by cameras, like hundreds of cameras. And you stand there, and they go, okay, one, two, three, and then it makes a perfect 3D image figurine of you.
Like out of wax?
Let me show you.
Like a bobblehead?
I think it's like plastic, yes?
Rodney, right down to every whisker on your chin. It is the exact 3D replica of you. Look at this guy with his dog. I mean, it is crazy.
Where's you?
Well, they're making it now. I went in today and had the photo taken, and I held up...
Wow, they even get his tattoos.
Oh, it is detailed. And
so it's like an action figure?
You get your
kind
own
of, yeah.
action figure, Rodney.
Look at that. It's about a foot tall.
Oh, wow.
It's about a foot tall.
Well, they're not that tall. You can get them that tall. The figurines are just like a little army guy.
So it is like an action figure.
Like an action
figure.
It really
is like an action figure. So they said if you're into Comic-Con, we get people come in, they dress up as their characters.
Oh, yeah.
You know, CEOs.
Did you get
companies.
One with the Dana and Parks bumper sticker
I
on
did.
It?
I did. I held up Dana and Parks. My daughter was like, well, I want a little Sophie Doob. I go, all right, get in there, you darling child.
Will they do one naked?
Okay. You and I have mental health problems that no one can fix because that is the first question I asked the owner. I go,
well,
okay.
I don't think they have enough plastic for me.
I go, level with me.
All right.
I said, has anyone asked if they can do something, you know?
And they said?
Yeah, that's been asked.
And can you?
Well, I didn't ask. Well, I'm asking for a friend. Can I be naked in your doob? I didn't ask, but
can there be more than one person in it?
Theoretically. What are they doing?
Can two people become one in the doob?
Yes. Theoretically, yes. And it is lifelike. I mean,
God would want it that way.
But well, the problem is you have to be still. So
families have done this, Kara. You know, if you've lost, Kara, if you've lost your dog, if your dog is sick, they do a lot. You know, you can take your pet in and get a little, like, it's not a figurine of a dog that looks like your dog.
You got to get it before it dies,
right? It is your, haul that dog in there.
Oh, you can take a dead dog in there. They don't care.
That's wrong.
Just lay it down.
Just hold it up, you know.
Stop it.
Wow.
Pause up.
Stop it. I think it's sweet. There's one in there of Mayor Sly James. Hartzell has one in there. Look at Hartzell. Hartzell's dupe is awesome. He went in wearing a Buzz shirt. I want you to go get duped.
He wore a Buzz shirt in there?
Yes.
What a D.
No. I held up the Dana and Parks thing. Why would you say that? I love Hartzell. He's like my favorite person ever down there. You know, here's what I will tell you. Crazy, lifelike, a little weird to see yourself in a figurine like that. I mean, it's you, but a little pocket you.
Like, do you give it to, like, would I give it to Kelly or something for, like,
that's
Christmas?
What I was joking for Father's Day. I'm like, who wouldn't want a little pocket Dana to carry around?
Oh, that looks like Hartzell.
So, happy birthday. You're getting a Dana figurine to carry with you wherever you go.
It's like a little voodoo doll.
Yeah, it's like, it's like,
poke pins in it.
It's like Flat Stanley, but it's
set
not
its feet
flat
on fire.
You.
I'd like to get one of Jonathan, but I'm afraid his head wouldn't fit in it.
Isn't that cool?
Give me their number.
Oh, I've been telling you. No. Sign up and do it.
Give me their number. I want to call them right now.
All right. You really want to call them right now?
Yes.
All right. I want you to do this. It's called getting dubed.
How much does it cost? Somebody wants to know.
$95.
That's not what we called getting dubed when I was a kid.
Really? You want to call him right now? Like on the air?
No, Dana, off the air.
Okay. Here you go. I love the guys.
Is this your first day on the show?
913. Well, it's a public business for the love.
God damn this. Dang. Oops.
Really? What is wrong with you? 913.
Okay. Again, Scott having problems dialing the phone.
Give me the rest.
204.
The number you have dialed.
Oh my god!
Rodney, Scott, would you please just dial that number
every time?
What is wrong with you? This is why you should not do 23andMe. It's going to come back. We don't know what you have, but it's not.
It's
good.
Bad. It's not good. Just go kill yourself.
Stop.
Do with it.
Okay, that's what I'm gonna. Yeah, what can you do with it?
I just think you want a little pocket Dana.
Oh, I'm sorry.
A pocket Dana.
That's the last thing I want.
I'm sending it to.
Okay,
my
either
dad.
You wrote it down wrong or they're not there anymore.
Okay, I can't stop laughing because
they went out of business before their business even opened.
That is the number. I'm looking right at it.
Give it to me. Well, I'll do this one more time. If it doesn't work, 913-204-1234. Okay.
Please dial a 1.
Son of a It's not funny.
Oh, no, it's funny.
It's hilarious.
Maybe if they're listening, we should ask them to call us.
Okay, so tell me this.
My God, I want to actually destroy something right now.
Like the phone?
Because people on the text line are very interested. Is it D-O-O-B,
it
Doob?
It is D-O-O-B.
Where are they?
They are.
Give me that number one more
time. It opens tomorrow. They are behind the Cheesecake Factory, west of 119th and Knoll. I'm just going to email them to call us.
Shut up.
I'm giving them the hotline.
Please dial the one followed by the idiot code.
Your dube's going to be called Schlube.
I dare you to take that phone in there with you.
I, during the break, am like going to call them on my cell phone and have them call in. Good Lord, what is wrong? Just don't touch anything.
I'm going to break. I'm about to break something.
He's clearing the phone.
You would make a horrible receptionist.
Rod, call 204-12.
I'm calling on my cell phone and having them call us.
I'm just trying to make a call. Fine. Somebody says dial 1. Okay, fine.
I'm calling them on myself. This is just easier.
Why do I have to dial 1 for a 913 number? It's not long distance or nothing. See, I'm going to be rude
I'm
now.
Getting the same thing.
I'm going to be rude. Hey, is this Dubes?
No.
You be they nice. Didn't I do it. Them. You did it.
You be nice. I love them. Now my phone's ringing and your phone's ringing because I'm calling them on my cell phone.
Hello?
Dude, Kansas City, Matt James speaking.
Dubes, you're on the air. It's Scott Parks. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Hey, how are you?
Well, I'm fine. Why did I have to dial a 1 before the 913?
It's not you. He's having problems with our phone system.
It's not even long distance.
Not a problem.
Okay. So Dana comes in today. You guys do action figures of human beings. Is that right?
That's correct. Well, not just human beings, dogs. Well, frankly, anything you want to miniaturize, but we do like to stick to sentient beings. Yes.
To what beings?
Yeah.
Sentient.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sentient? I've never heard that word before.
So I came in today, and I had so much fun, and I've been telling Scott I want you to go get this done, but he didn't understand what it was. So.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, it's really hard to describe over the phone, and I'm sure Ms. Wright will tell you that. But imagine your favorite picture of someone you care about the most, and then try to think of a cooler way of looking at them every day or whenever you choose to. Imagine instead of looking at your child, you can pick him up in 4, 6, 8-inch form, turn him around and look at him and just kind of, well, basically hold him in your hand. Well, think of someone that's like a pet or someone in our lives that, quite frankly, we may not be able to see the way we like to much longer. This is a beautiful way to preserve them and memorialize them. I don't use the word neat or neato very often. In fact, I think it's a weird way to describe it, but these are truly the neatest things I've seen in a long time.
Can you hang on for, we got to get to the break, but can you hang on for just a second? Because this is,
absolutely.
I mean, it's weird but cool at the same time. So hang on for just a second. All right, man?
You bet.
All right.
You know why this started? These two local guys saw it in New York and said, we have to bring this to Kansas City.
Okay, we'll get with this cat in just a sec. What's his name?
Mr. Dube.
Mr. Dube. We'll get with Mr. Dube in just a moment here on Dana and Parks. Hey, maybe you're a late shopper. Father's Day is this Sunday, and maybe you missed the call for OmahaSteaks.com. I can help you. You can still get Omaha Steaks. Just go to Town Center Plaza. They've got a storefront there. And with Omaha Steaks, you get the highest quality cuts with a one-of-a-kind flavor. If you miss the opportunity to order online, it's not too late for listeners of Dana and Parks to purchase this limited-time Omaha Steaks offer for Father's Day at their Town Center Plaza location. 78% off, you can get the Omaha Steaks package for just $49.99. Just let them know Scott Parks sent you. Here's what you get. 2 tender filet mignons, 2 beefy top sirloins, 4 crispy chicken fried steaks, 2 juicy boneless pork chops, 4 all-beef Omaha Steaks burgers, 4 award-winning gourmet jumbo franks, 12 ounces of all-beef meatballs, a pound of steakhouse fries, 4 caramel apple tartlets, 1 Omaha Steaks seasoning packet. Plus, you get 4 more grill-ready Omaha Steaks burgers free with your purchase. Father's Day is this Sunday. Go pick up this limited-time package for just $49.99. When you go to the store at the Town Center Plaza, just let them know that Scott Parks sent you. That's Omaha Steaks at the Town Center Plaza. All right, let's get back with Mr. Dube here real quick. Mr. Dube.
Yes.
All right, everybody wants to know, and I'm sure you've had this question 1,000 times, can they do it naked?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
Can you...
I don't want to say over the air that I encourage it, but we take the human body in any form.
Can you enhance?
yes, as a matter of fact, we can. We try not to, but, if the proposal is right, I imagine we could probably acquiesce.
Okay.
The one thing I want to tell people, and I thought this was interesting, you cannot purchase someone else's Dube. So you can't go in and say, oh my gosh, I heard you did Vince Vaughn in L.A. last week. Can I get a Vince Vaughn Dube?
Well, actually, we will do what's called fan scan. So I'm a huge Eric Berry fan,
okay.
And I like to think of myself having a football fan cave downstairs. I would love if I could do a fan scan with Eric Berry. So if we were theoretically in a position to have an agreement with the NFL or the Chiefs or someone else, they could be scanned, and then you could be scanned alongside of them.
But they would have to agree to it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Can you do Kiss?
I'm sorry?
Can you do Kiss, the band?
Oh, Well, if I'll be honest with you, anyone that has any appeal, anyone that has any fame, we would love. Okay. We would love to do.
Oh, but you would have to have the rights to do
correct.
That.
Yes, and, you know, they can kind of bifurcate or tailor how much privacy they want. They just simply need to give us permission to put it in the store, or if we propose to them, hey, listen, let's think about a fan scan concept where people can be duped with KISS, all they must do is agree. So, and I believe that, frankly, we'll be able to do that with some famous people or some well-known celebrities here in town. Miss Dana Wright was here, and she's willing to let us put her dupe on our shelf, and that's good enough for us.
I said I want to be on your shelf. So,
well, I'll come by tomorrow. Is that okay?
That's more than okay. In fact, we're having our grand opening is tomorrow. We're having our ribbon-cutting ceremony, and this is the real day for us. We've been preparing for this for quite some time. And again, I'll say it again, you won't fully appreciate what we're about until you actually see it and behold it and are actually right next to it. We can talk all day about how beautiful and how important it is, but for every person that comes in, they bring a different reason to do this, and then they think of another 10 to 15 before they leave. So,
hey, real quick,
that's what we want to inspire.
Can you do dead people?
Photographs?
No. We're trying to get to the point where we can take photographs of our loved ones who are no longer with us so we can then create it. But right now, it would not be the same quality that we like to perfect.
Okay.
We're working on it. There's no doubt, and we have very profound and personal reasons as to why we are working on just that.
Hey, thank you so much. We've got a lot of questions on the text line. We can take some of them on the other side of the break here. Can you have items in your hand like tennis rackets or fishing poles? Yes, absolutely.
Let's get to the newsroom. Caremark, sir.
All right, police are trying to find whoever shot a 13-year-old in Kansas City. More next.
Dana Wright here for Volkswagen Elise Summit. Man, I've been riding around town in that Tiguan for weeks. I love the Tiguan. And then they called me and said, hey, come test drive the Jetta. We want you to see our new 2019 Jetta. I did. Boy, did I love that car. It is on the same frame as the Tiguan and the Atlas. Drives the same, feels the same, looks the same. That thing is sleek. It is stylish. It comes with Bose speakers inside of the car. So, man, you can pump that bass driving around in your Jetta. Right now, they have zero down, zero a month for 4 months, and zero hassle. Go into Volkswagen Elise Summit. Ask them about their no-nonsense nothing sale, and they will tell you they have the best warranty on the market for that 2019 Jetta, all of the VW 2018s and up. 6 years or 72,000 miles. It is a transferable bumper-to-bumper warranty. It is the best warranty on the market today. Why pay more somewhere else? Get to the zero zone at Volkswagen Elise Summit. Go to VWLeaseSummit.com. VWLeaseSummit.com.
3:32 in Kansas City from the KMBZ Newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. A 13-year-old boy shot overnight in Kansas City. It happened near 56th and the Paseo around 10:30 last night. Witnesses told officers they heard the gunshots but didn't see it happen. Police say the boy is listed in serious but stable condition at the hospital. No word, though, on any suspects yet. The Department of Justice Inspector General today releasing his report on alleged political bias in FBI decisions in the Clinton email investigation. The report concluding there was no bias, although it criticizes the actions of former Director James Comey and several other officials. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders saying the president was briefed on the report this morning.
It reaffirmed the president's suspicions about Comey's conduct and the political bias among some of the members of the FBI.
We'll check traffic and weather together next.
Dana Wright here for Kriegel Mesh Diamonds. Ran into my buddy Steve the other night, as a matter of fact. You know, between Steve and Scott, they have more than, I think, like 70 years combined experience buying and selling hundreds of millions of dollars in fine jewelry all over the world. I laugh because when I say they know every trick in the book, that is true. They used to supply fine jewelry to all of the big-name jewelry stores around town. That's what they used to do. Then they thought, you know what, let's go into the wholesale business. Let's get back into customer service and deal with the customer directly. No middleman. You've heard me say it 100 times. They don't even have a receptionist on staff to answer their phone. And because of that, all of that savings is passed on to you. And I've said it, you can price them first, you can price them last. It does not matter. Wholesale pricing in the fine jewelry industry will not be beat. In most cases, the price is about half. Give them a call by private appointment only, 913-660-9609. 913-660-9609 or KriegelMeshDiamonds.com.
We are stuck with a hazy, hot, and muggy weather pattern here in Kansas City. This is going to be around straight through the weekend, even into our Monday. Looks like we finally have a front trying to sneak our way Monday night. That's when we have our next chance for showers and a few storms. Abundant sunshine for the rest of today and keeping it pretty clear tonight. The high up to 95, overnight low mid-70s. Plenty of sunshine with an increasing south wind for Friday, the high mid-90s, and sunny in middle 90s throughout the weekend. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
95 right now at KCI. It is 94 in Blue Springs. 95 at your official weather station. The radio.com app is the official new home of KMBZ. Download it today. Listen to us anytime, anywhere. Kara Markser, News 98.1 KMBZ.
One, two, three, lock box. Sammy Hagar.
You guys are just
what's going on?
No, the arms and legs don't move. So when you say figurine, you can't move me around like a G.I. Jane figurine. You probably shouldn't drop them onto the floor from 10 feet or higher.
What are they made of, plastic?
It's that 3D printer kind of plastic-ish.
Okay. I think it's great.
That's cool.
For the record, they are not an advertiser. That was free of charge.
I just thought it was so cool. Mitch Holthus is in there. He's got one. Hartzell was up there. There are some people locally. I think all of the TV station people have done it. Mike and Rhiannon went yesterday. Huh. You know, she's pregnant. That's kind of a cool little keepsake, you know?
Oh, that is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is cool. Story here from the CBSNews.com. American Greetings, the world's biggest producer of greeting cards. I did not know that American Greetings was bigger than Hallmark, but apparently they are.
No idea.
Says an attempt at being playful missed the mark, and as a result, it is now pulling a Father's Day card from retail shelves nationwide.
Oh.
Get in. You want in on this, Rudd. The card in question sold at about 5,300 big box stores across the country. Oh, God.
Oh, God. Oh, come on. I'm dying to know what it says.
I just read the next line. The card in question sold at 5,300 big box stores across the country shows a black couple kissing with the phrase baby daddy in the forefront.
Oh, my God.
Inside, the card reads, "You're a wonderful husband and a father. And I am so grateful to have you as my partner, my friend, and my baby daddy."
No.
Happy Father's Day.
Really?
They were sold at Target. They were sold at Target.
After coming across the card at a Target store last month, an angry Tykesha Saunders took to social media. "You cannot be serious, Target. Really? This was the only Father's Day card that featured a black couple," said the Dallas resident, who added the hashtags.
This is bad. You guys, this is bad. A commenter pointed out that the inside of the card does, in fact, use the words husband and father.
And baby daddy.
Yeah, there's a couple problems with this. It's kind of rude.
Mildly racist.
Mildly racist. Also, typically, that's the term you use for somebody that just got someone pregnant and doesn't come back.
Is absent.
Yeah. No, they're not your father. They're just the baby daddy. They're not my husband. They're the jerk that impregnated me and now won't help.
There's another card that just says, "Happy Father's Day to my number one baby daddy." And there's no photo at all. Would we be talking about this if there was no photo of a black couple kissing on I think we would be like, that's a little inappropriate.
Yeah. I'll tell you this. Years ago, and by years ago, I mean probably like 5 or 6, I stumbled upon, and I don't know if somebody sent it to me or I don't know how it came to my attention. I wasn't actively looking for it. But Shonda had referred to me on Facebook as Sarah and Maya's baby daddy.
Like, and, joking?
Well, I don't know if she was joking or not. I'm assuming at the time we were getting along. So I'm assuming it was a joke. But I was furious. Okay. I am not Sarah's baby daddy, and I am not Maya's baby daddy. I am their father. And I play, and the first person that types in part-time dad, I'm going to punch you in your throat. I play an active role in my children's lives. I'm there all the time.
Someone just wrote in, oh my God, it's not always about race. Seriously, stop. The couple on the front of the card is black. And it was the only card featuring a black husband or father or black couple in the Father's Day aisle.
As a representative of the NAACP, let me tell you, simmer down. How many times do you see a card for Father's Day that features a white couple? I mean, yes, they have ebony cards at the store. I get it. Or mahogany or whatever they're called. Yes, they do cater certain cards to black people. But when was the last time you bought a Father's Day card that had a white dad on the cover?
I always go for humor. In fact, I bought my dad a card today. I left it in the car, and I'm trying to remember what it said. But it was something about me being a pain in his rear for many years, and thank you.
Yeah, all the birthday and Father's Day cards and stuff I get have a cartoon on it. It's never like, I would never buy the touching. You? Does what bother me?
That Tabitha, who buys the card for Roman, of course, always goes with the joke and not with the sincere?
No, I would.
You would prefer the joke.
Yeah, I mean, that's just my personality.
Okay.
I can't see giving, even my wife, I couldn't see giving my wife a card with the setting sun over the beach and the couple standing there, and it's like, you complete me. She would be like, who the hell bought this?
I agree. If I sent my dad one of those long, winded Hallmark, he would call me and say, what do you want?
Yeah.
What's wrong?
Yeah. My dad would be like, what are you, dying? What the hell is this crap? Because everybody knows it. It's just not my personality.
Mm-hmm. From the text line, it might as well say, happy Father's Day, sperm donor.
I hate that term, baby daddy.
All right. Someone just wrote in, talk about what race the designer of the card is. Dangled preposition. Look it up. Is it? I don't know.
I have no idea.
Who designed the baby?
Would you ever call Joe your kid's baby daddy?
Oh, God, no.
I mean, that's an insult. And when Shonda said it, I can't remember if it was a Facebook post or Twitter or whatever it was, but I remember Shonda had one time referred to me as the kid's baby daddy, and I was pissed.
All of the stories that I'm reading, it's just about Target removing the card.
Well, they're not going to tell you the actual person that designed it. It was American
Greetings. Yeah.
Yeah, that's who designed it. They're going to say, well, it was Tony in,
in design.
Yeah, Tony in design came up with that, and Tony has been reprimanded. Look, Tony has a drinking problem, okay?
Tony was drunk.
We didn't want to let him go. We feel bad for him. He's not far from retirement. It's Tony.
American Reading says the attempt at being playful missed the mark, and they have apologized.
It is kind of funny.
Listen, American Greetings, thank you for raising this concern and bringing it to our attention. The card was intended to be a playful husband card, but we have notified the product team that it missed the mark. Please accept our sincerest apologies and know we will do better in the future.
Which means someone walked into a room full of cubicles and went, damn it, Tony!
You Sicilian bastard!
How many times have I told you, stop! Stop showing up drunk, okay?
Keep your hatred for the blacks off the card.
I swear, Tony,
you haven't come up with a good idea for 3 years.
And that KKK concept card, not funny.
Not at all.
Sells well in Charlottesville, Virginia, but not everywhere else.
American Greeting says the discussion wasn't taking the wording inside the card into account, saying the copy makes clear that the card was created for and addressed to a loving husband. However, we now see that the front page, taken out of context, talk about that later in the show as well, can communicate an unintentional meaning that we are strongly against perpetuating.
Well, let me ask you a question. Is baby daddy exclusive to blacks?
No, I guess not. Where did it originate?
I have no idea.
Where did the term baby daddy? I mean, it's not.
I mean, blacks don't have the
corner. It hasn't been around for 20 years. That's what I'm saying. Like, this is a relatively new.
Well, what I'm saying is blacks don't have the market cornered on the term baby daddy, right?
I guess not.
So why is it all of a sudden considered racist? Even I said a minute ago, and now I'm rethinking it, that it was mildly racist. Even Rod said, yeah, it was kind of mildly racist. Why? Why? When you hear the term baby daddy, do you all of a sudden think black?
No, but the combination of having a black couple on the front.
Okay, fair.
And then it's saying, you know, to my baby daddy. Yeah, it comes off mildly racist. It doesn't come off funny.
I agree.
It comes off racist. Had there been no picture and it just said those things, mm-hmm. then... I would be with you. I'd be like, yeah, it's just supposed to be funny.
Okay. But the fact that they put a black couple on the cover.
Right.
It says popular,
is where they screwed up.
Popularized in the 2000s. Sometimes used neutrally as a casual term, regardless of marriage status, particularly in the tabloid press. Or as a term of endearment, as in the Obama quote above. Didn't Michelle Obama playfully call Barack Obama baby daddy?
I just assumed that term came from Jerry Springer or Maury
Povich.
Yeah. Let me look. I remember thinking, yes, my baby's daddy is Barack Obama. And she introduced her husband, the president, back in 2010.
Well, you know she hates America. She said so.
Stop it. I love that woman.
She does. She hates America.
It was a little
controversial. And he's not even American.
It was a little controversial.
She didn't say she hated America. She said she was ashamed of America.
It was a little.
And she just hates fat white kids.
Stop it. It was a little controversial back when she said it. And then in 2008, Fox News called Michelle Obama a baby mama.
Oh, God.
And yes, the internet went crazy. And someone wrote, if Michelle once referred to President Obama as her baby's daddy, playfully, when he won his Senate seat, pardon me, then why can she say it, but why can't we say baby mama?
Hmm. Why do we have to have mahogany cards?
I think we should have mahogany cards. I think we should have black Barbies.
Should
I think
we have white-only cards?
I think we should have Asian baby dolls in the stores.
Should we have cards that are catered only to Asians?
I think if you are of a different ethnicity or color, you are always struggling to find literature for your children.
Really?
Yes. Dolls, specifically Barbie dolls, you know, that type of thing.
They make black Barbie now.
Well, there's always the blonde-haired, you know, blue-eyed Barbie. American Girl dolls went through this many years ago. People were saying, why aren't there more ethnic American Girl dolls?
I guess I never thought of cards as being racially specific.
But they should be. I mean, if
you know what's funny about that is I had a good friend back in Dallas, was a black guy, and his daughter, I guess it was his mother bought his daughter a black Barbie, and she was mad. And she was a little girl, you know, she's like 5 years old. She's like, I don't want a dumb old black Barbie. I want the same Barbie all my friends have. And everybody was like, well, don't you want the one that looks like you? She's like, no, I want the cool one that everybody else has.
You know, finding and retaining the right hire is a big deal. It is tough out there to find and retain the right people for your small business. Have you thought about LinkedIn Jobs? You need to, and let me tell you why. You could try posting your job on job boards, but do you really know who will see that? When you post your job on LinkedIn, it reaches 70% of the U.S. workforce. And unlike job boards, LinkedIn is a community that career-focused people visit every day to grow professionally and explore job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs intelligently targets candidates based on their skills, recommendations, even how open they are to new opportunities like yours. Insights that are only available on the LinkedIn network. The result is your post is matched to the best people for the job. That's probably why a new hire is made every 10 seconds using LinkedIn. And right now, you can go to LinkedIn.com/Dana to get a $50 credit toward your first job post. LinkedIn.com/Dana for your $50 credit. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, you are closer than you think.
You know, I was in desperate need for a new pair of slacks about a month ago. I made one trip to one store. because I knew exactly where to go. Byron on the Plaza. I received the best treatment from people who know fashion and know what they're talking about. Right before I went on my vacation, stopped by Byron again and got a custom-fitted sports jacket. World-class fabrics, a precise custom fit, and an in-house master tailor who can fine-tune your fit when it arrives. At Byron on the Plaza, you'll find sizes and fits for every man. They've got a huge selection of fabrics, ranging from dress shirts to stretch sports shirts. Walk into Byron on the Plaza today. You'll be wearing a new, perfect-fitting suit tomorrow. Park in the Jack Henry Building, 47th and Jefferson. Byron has the best fits for every man. In-house master tailors and a huge variety of luxury clothing available at 20 to 50% off for a limited time. Let Byron help you find your fit today.
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind but mama tried.
We're going to be on the road a week from tomorrow. That is to say, Friday the 22nd of June, we're going to be in Blue Springs, 54th Street Grill and Bar. It'll be an honor and a privilege to spend Friday afternoon with you, if you can make it out there. That is a week from tomorrow, 54th Street Grill and Bar in Blue Springs. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Kara Markser.
Happening now on KMBZ, there's some confusion today about whether Kansas City's new terminal at the airport should be named after MLK. We'll have details next.
You know, we had that storm roll through here, what, a week and a half ago? Big old tree came down in our neighborhood. A whole lot of people in the dark. I think 10,000 people were in the dark through one day, 2 days, 3 days. Call my guys at CM Mose and Son now and get yourself a top-of-the-line Generac home standby generator. Now is the time to do it. If you've ever even thought about getting a generator, now is the time to do it, and here is why. Right now, my guys at CM Mose and Son are offering a 7-year parts and labor warranty on qualifying Generac generators. It's a huge big deal. That warranty is valued at more than $700. It is a real value. The warranty covers all parts and labor for 7 years from the date of installation. So if you've ever thought about it, have them come out and do a free estimate, tell you exactly the size, the type that you need to keep your lights on when the storms come through. 816-781-4707 is the number. 816-781-4707 or cmmoseandson.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.